Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, December 19th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, a St. Louis filmmaker is attracting attention by focusing on the black superheroes he remembers while growing up. That attention has taken him to some of the big names in the movie industry.
I'm some dude from St. Louis. You know, I'm just a kid from Ferguson, right? Like, and a few months ago, I was out at Netflix for a whole week.
David Kirkman talks about how he is writing some of his favorite characters into his own films. First, the headlines. The House of Representatives has voted to impeach President Donald Trump. He is accused of holding up military aid to Ukraine in exchange for announcing an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has local reaction to the historic vote.
Democratic Congressman Lacey Clay joined the majority of his colleagues in impeaching Trump.
My children's children will read about this and say, hey, at least the U.S. House of Representatives held this president accountable.
Impeachment now heads to the Senate, where 67 votes are needed to remove Trump from office. The odds of that happening are slim, but Clay says the House did the right thing.
House cannot be motivated by what may or may not happen in the Senate.
Clay's fellow Democrat from Missouri, Emanuel Cleaver of Kansas City, also voted for impeachment on Wednesday. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri's six Republican members of Congress voted against impeachment, including Congresswoman Ann Wagner of Baldwin and Congressman Jason Smith of Salem. Illinois' congressional delegation voted mostly along party lines. Congressman John Shimkus missed the vote. The Republican from the 15th Congressional District was on a long-planned trip to Tanzania. That is where his son is serving in the Peace Corps. Shimkus is not seeking re-election. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has approved a plan to pool the pension funds of nearly 650 local police and fire departments. We have more on that from reporter Sam Dunklaw.
Pritzker says consolidating the funds has been talked about for decades, but state lawmakers were never able to get the idea over the finish line until now.
The reality is that so little has been done in the past, and this is a monumental accomplishment after 70 years of people trying.
Over the next 2 years, local pension funds, except for those in Chicago, will be brought together into two statewide funds, one for police and the other for firefighters. Locals will still determine retirement benefits, but investment decisions will be made by the statewide funds. Pritzker and others estimate the consolidation will earn local departments an extra $2.5 billion in investment returns over the next 5 years. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
The Maryland Heights Tax Increment Financing Commission has delayed a decision on a plan to finance preparations for development along the Missouri River. City officials proposed creating a roughly $150 million TIF district to pay for pumps and levees in the area. Landowners, fatigued by multiple floods in recent years, want the proposal approved. Environmentalists are opposed. They say it is preparing the area for development that could worsen floods in the St. Louis region. The commission will hold another meeting on the proposal January 3rd. Keeping early music alive around St. Louis. Our Jeremy Goodwin dives into that with a couple of experts on the most recent Cut and Paste podcast. You can find it at stlpublicradio.org or wherever you get podcasts. A St. Louis filmmaker has been directing his own path through the industry over the last few years. His short films have gained international attention, and he's making them independently. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports on the 24-year-old who is making his own take on comic book movies.
David Kirkman loves to invent stories based on the black superheroes he saw on TV when he was a kid. Now he's putting those characters into his own movies, complete with special effects and complicated fight sequences. That's a clip from Kirkman's movie Static. It's based on the black superhero from Milestone Comics who could shoot electricity out of his hands.
Kirkman's 44-minute YouTube film has almost 900,000 views. And he's only 24 years old, but he's reached heights that many filmmakers have never reached. Netflix even had him screen the film at a Black History Month event back in February.
I'm some dude from St. Louis. You know, I'm just a kid from Ferguson, right? Like, and a few months ago, I was out at Netflix for a whole week.
6 years ago, making movies wasn't on his mind. But a high school graduation gift changed everything.
My senior year, my parents bought me a small DSLR camera, and I ended up making a feature film. And this, you're never going to see it, bro, because it's so bad. It's so bad, bro.
That summer, Kirkman and his friends were filming 3 to 4 days a week for 15 to 18 hours a day. Years later, he wants as many people as possible to see the films he's been working on, and that's why he's trying to get local theaters to screen his latest film, Icon. It's about an alien who landed on Earth hundreds of years ago and becomes a black man fighting crime in his community. In this scene from the movie, the character confronts criminals attempting to rob his home.
Because I wish to keep my privacy, I'm going to overlook your activities this evening just this once. But let this
The film is based on the character also created by Milestone Media, a comic book company founded in the 1990s by African-American illustrators and writers. While Milestone doesn't have an agreement with Kirkman, the creators of the company still share some of his work online. It's a big accomplishment for a local filmmaker who edits and directs his own films and has his own independent production company, Woke Nation Entertainment. The company is known for its fan films, or adaptations of already established characters created by the fans themselves. Sites like YouTube allow creators to upload fan films immediately online. Carl Reed is the president of Lion Forge Animation, a St. Louis-based animation studio. He says oftentimes those films can work as long as the owners of the characters don't object.
With fan fiction, you don't have some huge studio with a mandate that has to touch a broader audience. You actually get that fan love that knows the source material and that wants to show their perspective on it.
Kirkman's films have caught the attention of film buffs around the world. Just last November, his film was shown at the Black Speculative Arts Movement in Germany. The event highlights Afrofuturistic work, or science fiction rooted in the Black experience. Natasha Kelly was a curator for the event. She says Kirkman's work has universal appeal, but she really values what it means for Black kids.
Screening the film here, for me, was a way to show the kids here especially, hey, this is what you can do. This is what Afrofuturism allows you to do. This is, you know, you can put your heart in a project and, you know, make something come out of it.
And that's what Kirkman hopes to capture with each of his upcoming films.
You know, my allegiance is definitely toward reclaiming the Black imagination and giving voices to underrepresented people in our particular community. That's what's important to me.
Kirkman isn't slowing down anytime soon. He's working on Static 2, an adaptation of another Milestone Media character, and a new film on his own ideas. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our David Casares edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom. This has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. Choosewood.com.